You wrote about women in combat before we heard the announcement to lift the combat ban. And I'm wondering, did it seem like the rest of the country was more surprised by this announcement than the service members who are affected by it?
I do think the country was caught off guard. When I was on the book tour for Band of Sisters, I would talk about what women were doing in combat, and I could hear the jaws hit the ground as people just, I mean, they gasped at what women were doing. I mean, being out on convoys under attack, dropping bombs, being shot down in their helicopters. I mean, it was unconscionable to them, but this has been going on for 10 years. So I am surprised at the lack of awareness throughout our country of what women are doing, and frankly, a little disappointed that they're not more aware of what women are doing.
In the process of writing the books, what were you most surprised by, or how did your own perceptions of women's roles in the military shift?
I was kind of hoping you'd ask this question because I was just reviewing the books and the women who I featured. And what impressed me the most about the women is how resilient they are. Women were shot down. They were shot at. They were wounded. They asked not to go home when they were wounded. They just stayed in the field. I think there's this misconception that when women are wounded, that they're going to ask to go home, and that wasn't the case with the women that I interviewed. They wanted to stay there and continue to fight and to be with their units. And what surprised me also is the way they've adapted once they've come home. Because I've been able to watch them now over the years after they came home. So many of them are doing great, which is awesome for me to hear, because when I interviewed them after the girls come marching home, they had just come home, and a lot of them were struggling. And I thought to myself, oh, no, you know, these women are in for a long road, but they've really gotten it together.
If you've just tuned in, I'm Sarah Wood, and I'm speaking with author Kirsten Homestead. She wrote Band of Sisters and The Girls Come Marching Home. Both books profile women in combat during the Iraq War and how they fared after coming home. Did you have any challenges in finding the stories?
I did have one pilot who I called on the West Coast and asked her if she would be interested in being in a book. The person I'm talking about is Amy McGrath, and she was in a fighter pilot squadron. She had a really hard time fitting in as a woman, and the last thing that she wanted to do was stand out because she was in a book. So she gave this a week or two consideration, and she came back to me and said, yes, I want to be in the book, because when I was growing up, I didn't have any female mentors, you know, fighter pilots, and I would like to be a mentor to younger women who are growing up.
What do you think lifting the combat ban will change for women in the military?
Oh, I think it's so liberating for women. It gives them an opportunity to move up the chain of command. And I think that's huge, because it's kind of like saying you can be a dental hygienist but not a dentist, or you can be a physician assistant but not a physician. You can go so far, and this just breaks that ceiling and gives them the power to go higher. And for those women to know that they can climb the chain of command is exciting for them, I think.
Kirsten, thank you very much for talking with me today about your work.
Thank you.